real noisy serenade they have after a wedding, you know, somebody get married, yeah, and all the guests are going, make a big racket and serenade. And what did you call that?
We call that serenade.
You call that serenade. Do they do that anymore?
No.
They don't?
Well, that'd be a violation of the law now.
Oh, yeah. I think they could make all that racket,
too. Oh, Lord. We used to go serenading on Christmas and we'd line the whole country.
Oh.
We'd go everywhere. And they all know to.
Uh-huh.
They expect us, you know, and they had us something to eat and they'd feed us. And we'd leave the houses sometimes in an awful mess you ever seen in your life. They just take a little people to
death. They thought that was really funny, didn't
it? It was funny.
Oh, man. Well, now, if you were talking about like a party or something, and you went and a lot of young people were there, and then they all got out together on the floor, and they might start
dancing.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever have any different kinds of dancing, or just?
Well, I never went to one of them.
Oh, never.
Our parents told us it wasn't right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They didn't tolerate dancing.
Mm-hmm, they didn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Why, don't they?
And I heard brothers, some of them, went to them, but I never went to one in my life.
Yeah. Well, there'd be a lot of times in the old days that my mother was talking that she could. She was allowed to go to dances, but my father wasn't.
Yeah.
And so it'd be different. Now, if you were talking about, let's see, I guess, what would be the next town up the road from here?
Blue Ridge,
probably. Now, if you were talking about somebody who was living in LJ, but then they went over to Blue Ridge, you might say, if I said, well, where is he? You'd say, well, he's
in Blue Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about if a person moves to a new town, and I said, you might say the same thing, but I said, well, where is he living now? You might say, well, say it's Chatsworth, you might say. Well, now he's living
in LJ.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, talking about school, if children get out of school at, like, say, 3 o'clock, you'd say, well, at 3 o'clock, school
we dismiss.
Uh-huh. Now, after the summer gets over, after vacation, they might say, well, it's time for school to what again?
Have vacation.
Well, after the vacation's over,
oh,
and right, you know, I guess it's the end of August, you might say, well, it's time for school to
convene again.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, a lot of times, a boy might leave home and go to school and he never got there because he might stop off and go fishing or something like that.
Yeah, we have that too.
What would you call that?
Well, we call that the insurance.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And we have an officer here to look after you.
Oh, yeah.
But we had two, no, just one grandson lay out one time here, but his parents found him.
Oh, they did.
Took him back, and I think he stayed in school now.
Yeah.
He's a fine boy. I don't know. Well, the others, he just doesn't persuade you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they'll do that. Now, when you go to school in order to get an
education.
And then after high school, you go to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go to.
Well, you go to. I don't know what to call it, but it's school, general school.
It'd be what would you call, like, first grade? Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, a building in town where people check books out is called, where they go in there to read books and they get them out and it has books in it.
Yeah. I don't know what to call that either. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Library.